Joining us now on the phone is the Senior Associate AD for Communications at UNC, Steve Kirshner. And Steve, I know this has got to be a tough day for everyone there, but what are everyone's thoughts over there at UNC, and what is the legacy of Bill Dooley?
Well, the legacy of Bill Dooley is probably twofold. Number one, he's just a wonderfully nice man. When I came to Chapel Hill in 1988, Coach Dooley was actually coaching at Wake Forest. And I got to know him a little bit through some ACC preseason kickoff, you know, the media day in July, and I would see him then, and Coach Brown would be telling stories with Coach Dooley about Carolina, and I'd be listening in laughing, and he had this great big personality, this very deep voice. Everybody does a Bill Dooley impression, you know, everybody did a Coach Smith impression, and everybody does a Coach Dooley impression, and you just sit there and listen to those guys tell stories, and you know, he loved his time at North Carolina. You know, he lived in Wilmington. That's where he passed away this morning, was in Wilmington with his family. And he just had this great, wonderful personality. He'd come back after he retired from Wake Forest in 92. You know, over the next 20 or so years, you know, he would come to Carolina football games. And, you know, Don McCauley works in the Rams Club. And Don would tell stories about Coach Dooley. And players loved him, absolutely loved him. Larry Fedora was telling Bobby Hundley, who works with the media relations with football, he said, you know, make sure you get in that statement about the former players, because every time I talk to our former players, they talk about how special Coach Dooley made us feel. And then they have just great memories of Coach when he was here. And then the second fold is just what he did for ACC football. I mean, when Coach Dooley came to Chapel Hill in 1967, it really was a basketball conference. Football at most schools was very much a second-tier sport. And we had some success in the 40s, of course, with Charlie Justice, and then we kind of slipped in the early 60s. But when Coach Dooley came here, you know, he kind of brought that SEC football mentality of, you know, hard-nosed, and you know, he was a great running team a coach, you know, the trench fighter, they call him, and he had great defenses, but great offensive linemen, and really established the 1,000-yard tradition that Carolina is known for. So he raised every school in the ACC had to get better in football because North Carolina did under Coach Dooley. So his legacy under under ACC football is huge. If you ask the sort of, you know, the old timers, you know, when did ACC football really start to take off? You know, yes, it went to another level with Bobby Bowden when he came to Florida State in the 90s, but the people who really know ACC football, they look at Bill Dooley, and they say what North Carolina did between 1970 and 1977, that's what made Clemson get better. That's what made NC State get better. All the schools had to chase North Carolina because of what Bill Dooley did, and that's a gigantic legacy.
Speaking with Steve Kirshner at UNC Athletic Communications Office. And Steve, do you have a favorite Bill Dooley story or Bill Dooley memory?
Well, not specifically one. Just every time I saw him, he was so polite. I mean, it was just he'd come up and say, you know, hello, young man, how are you doing? And, hi, Coach Dooley, you know, how are you? And we'd start talking about the game. And he, you know, usually would latch on to what the running back was doing. And he'd tell, you know, about a young man hit the hole. And I mean, it's just he loved the game, and I think he used the word football every six words. He loved talking about the football team and the football Tar Heels, and he was a wonderful man who loved the sport, loved Carolina. You know, we went to Virginia Tech to be the athletic director as well as the football coach. But when his career was done at Wake Forest, he spent a lot of time obviously living in the state of North Carolina, coming back a lot when John Bunning was here, had a good relationship with Mack Brown, and Larry Fedora thinks the world of Coach Dooley, and you know, all of us, our thoughts are with his wife Marie and their children down in Wilmington. But Coach Dooley was really a special person.
Great man, great coach, great legacy. You know, he's going to be missed. Steve Kirshner, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks, Aaron.